Integrity. In a democracy, it's not the only thing, but it is the first thing. I'd like to tell you a story about integrity and the absence thereof. This story starts with a name I will never repeat, because that's what he wants you to say. Our government calls him Individual One. Individual One found political fame in hatred and bigotry, using birtherism, a known lie from the start. His mission was clear: raise the banner of racial strife, all for the sake of personal gain. Spouting lies and seeking headlines, Individual One built his base. A few years later, Individual One set his sights on the presidency. But not just that. Individual One was also pursuing a real estate deal in Moscow. Was there a conflict? Certainly not his integrity. Now enter a Russian president in the business of compromising democratic elections, because dictators and strongmen are threatened by the power of free speech, free assembly, and a free press. In Individual One, the Russian president spotted a golden opportunity: an American presidential candidate seeking a massive financial windfall in Russia, a willing pawn with no integrity. The Russians have their own word for what they had on Individual One: kompromat. So, the Russian president dispatched his intelligence service to hack Individual One's opponents. Then, the Kremlin sent an emissary to offer the stolen dirt to Individual One Jr., Individual One-in-law, and Individual One's campaign chairman. They love it, and we see the fallout. Individual One changed his party's platform, signaling support for Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. The kompromat paid off. Individual One was compromised. So when an Access Hollywood tape leaked, with Individual One boasting about what he can get away with, the Russian president didn't forget. Mere hours after it broke, the Clinton campaign emails were released, blunting the story's impact. And on the first Tuesday in November, Individual One was elected the 45th president of the United States. The Russian president had his man. My fellow Americans, we've burned with shame over Individual One's lack of integrity. We've listened as Individual One lies with impunity. We've been lost in a dark fog that won't lift. But in the absence of moral leadership in the White House, we've shown that our integrity matters. Integrity. In a democracy, it's not the only thing, but it is the first thing. And some things are not for sale. Watch for the signal. This is KDF signing off. The F stands for freedom.